MP43 recording length 16 minutes and 42 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 43 star forming nebula M43, NGC 1982, an emission and reflection nebula, with open star cluster, in Orion Dimir Irons Nebula, part of Orion Nebula M43.jpg, right ascension 05, 35.6, H colon M, declination, 05, 16, Deg colon M, distance 1.6, Cli, visual brightness 9.0, Mag, apparent dimension 20x15, Arc Min, discovered before 1731 by Jean-Jacques Dortz Dimiron, Messier 43, Million 43, and GC 1982, is actually a part of the Great Orion Nebula, M42, which is separated from the main nebula by an impressive, turbulent dark lane. It was first reported by Dimiron in 1731 as a brilliance surrounding a star, which he thought was very similar to the atmosphere of our sun, if it were dense enough and extensive enough to be visible in telescopes at a similar distance. Charles Messier included in his fine drawing of the Orion Nebula, and assigned it an extra catalog number, M43, on March 4, 1769. Moreover, William Herschel took it into his list with the number HIII.1, although normally he carefully avoided to assign his numbers to Messier objects. In his 1811 paper, Herschel states to have observed it as early as March 4, 1774, and catalogued it on November 3, 1783. The diffuse nebula M43 surrounds the irregular Young Nebula variable, New Orionis, HD 37061, attention, N, U, Orionis, not New Orionis, i.e. the variable star 2, letter designation, not the Greek letter. Of magnitude 6.57.6 and spectral type BIV, it seems that M43 is excited to shine by this star, and contains its own, separate small cluster of stars which have formed in this part of the Orion Nebula. The dark features along its eastern border are well visible in telescopes starting at about 8-inch. The nebula itself is a fine view even in a 4-inch. Alistair Ling, in his recent review of Observing the Orion Nebula with Filters, Astronomy, December 1995 issue, mentions the comma shape of this nebula. Messier 43 observations and descriptions discovered in or before 1731 by Jean-Jacques Dortz Dimiron. Messier, M43, March 4, 1769 435 H 24 meters 12s, 81 D 03, 00, 5 D 26, 37. Position of the little star surrounded by nebula Cydia, and which is below the nebula of the sword of Orion. M. Messier has included it in the drawing of the Great Nebula, M42, Membacid for 1771, p. 451-452, first Messier catalog. The star which is above, and has little distance from that nebula, and of which is spoken in the Traité de l'Aurore Boreale, Treat of the Northern Light, by M. Dimiron, is surrounded, and equally by a very thin light. The star doesn't have the same brilliance as the four of the Great Nebula. Its light is pale, and it appears covered by fog. I determined its position. Its right ascension was 81 D3, 0, and its declination 5 D26, 37, south, p. 458, 1769.mar4, Ra, 8130, December. 5.26.37.A position of the small star which is above the nebula of Orion and which is surrounded by a faint light, on p. 458-561 of the 1771 memoir follows a drawing and description of the Orion Nebula M42/43, Dimiron, 1731, from Traite Physique et Historique de l'Aurore Boreale, 1731, p. 263. And Fig XXVII on plate XV after p. 298. Finally, I will add that close to the luminous space in Orion M42, one sees the star D of Huygens' New Orionis, currently 1731, surrounded by brilliance very similar to that which produces, as I believe, the atmosphere of our sun, if it were dense enough and extensive enough to be visible in telescopes at a similar distance. See it in the form and the situation given by D. According to what was determined with the reticule, figure XXVII represents these objects reversed, and such as they have appeared to me mostly since 5 to 6 years, with a refractor of 18 and of 22 feet Florida, I have turned into the same orientation, the figure XXVII which is Thias in the sense contrary to that of M. Huygens, Bode, Bo 10, mentioned within his description of M42 equals Bo 10. Close to the north of this nebula M42, a small star appears which has something nebulous around it, M43, Bode, 1782, from Vorstellung der Gestern auf XXIV Kupferfeld, Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782, here P31, Plate 24, RE 90, after Messier, Ra, 81:1005:24.7, Dec. 526, nebulous star, P38, plate XXX from the description of M42, Fig 5, to the northeast, beyond the nebulous place, there is still another single star, which has some nebulosity around it, William Herschel, HIII.1, November 3, 1783 near 36, New, Orionis, VFS me in the L Neb, very faint. Small, much extended, in the large nebula M42, from Notes to Sir W. Herschel's First Catalogue of Nebulae and Clusters, by J. L. E. Dreyer, in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 298, II.1 is an appendage to the north of M.43, 1811, pt. Volume 1811, p. 226-336, here p. 281, 5. Of Milky Nebulae, when detached nebulosities are small we are used to call them nebulae, and it is already known from my catalogues that their number is very great, it will therefore be sufficient to refer only to a few, of which HTE nebulosity is of the milky kind, asterisk, C8 nebulae, including M43, p. 320-325, from a description of M42, 31, of the distance of the nebula in the constellation Orion. In the year 1774, the 4th of March, I observed the nebulous star, which is the 43D of the Connaissance des Temps and is not many minutes north of the Great Nebula, but at the same time I also took notice of two similar, but much smaller nebulous stars, one on each side of the large one, and at nearly equal distance from it. Fig. 37 is a copy of the drawing which was made at the time of observation, in 1783. I re-examined the nebulous star, and found it to be faintly surrounded with a circular glory of whitish nebulosity, faintly joined to the Great Nebula. About the latter end of the same year I remarked that it was not equally surrounded, but most nebulous to the south. In 1784 I began to entertain an opinion that the star was not connected with the nebulosity of the Great Nebula in Orion, but was one of those which are scattered over that part of the heavens. In 1801, 1806, and 1810 this opinion was fully confirmed, by the gradual change which happened in the Great Nebula, to which the nebulosity surrounding this star belongs, for the intensity of the light about the nebulous star had by this time been considerably reduced, by attenuation or dissipation of nebulous matter this observation was probably an illusion, and it seemed now to be pretty evident that the star is far behind the nebulous matter, and that consequently its light in passing through it is scattered and deflected, so as to produce the appearance of a nebulous star. These speculations are not correct. A similar phenomenon may be seen whenever a planet or a star of the first or second magnitude happens to be involved in haziness, for a diffused circular light will then be seen, to which, but in a much inferior degree, that which surrounds this nebulous star bears a great resemblance. When I reviewed this interesting object in December 1810, I directed my attention particularly to the two small nebulous stars, by sides of the large one, and found that they were perfectly free from every nebulous appearance, which confirmed not only my former surmise of the great attenuation of the nebulosity, but also proved that their former nebulous appearance had been entirely the effect of the passage of their feeble light through the nebulous matter spread out before them. Actually, these nebulous stars had probably been illusions. The 19th of January 1811. I had another critical examination of the same object in a very clear view through the 40 feet telescope. But notwithstanding the superior light of this instrument, I could not perceive any remains of nebulosity about the two small stars, which were perfectly clear, and in the same situation, were about 37 years before I had seen them involved in nebulosity. Unpublished Observations of Messier's Nebulae and Clusters, Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 298, II.1 is an appendage to the north of M.43, Smythe from the description of M42, Theta 1 Orionis, is no CCXVI-216, this was entered by William Herschel, 1HIII, in November, 1776, John Herschel, 1847, Plate VIII, Fig. 1, John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 1185, GC 1185 equals HII.1, equals M43 equals 144 Orionis, Ra 5 H 28 meters 38.4s, NPD 95 D 21, 48.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, R, with tail, MBM asterisk 89, monographingly observed by W. and J. Herschel, remarkable, very bright, very large, round, with a tail, much brighter toward the middle where there is a star of 8th or 9th magnitude, remarks, there are two LBSERVATIONSS by H. William Herschel, but they differ enormously, one agrees with M43. The place of M43 is corrected to agree with its place in the catalogue of stars, and C in the Great Nebula in Orion, CGHJH 1847, p. 28, figures in, CGHJH 1847, plate VI, fig. 1, VOA Professor Bond's Memoirs in Volume VI, NS of the Transactions of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, op. p. 96, Lass, Lassell's Memoirs in Volume XXIII of the Transactions of the Royal Astronomical Society, plate I, fig. 1, asterisk, asterisk, number 1179 equals H360. Other figures of the Great Nebula in Orion will be found in Huygens's Systema Saturnium, 1659, ditto, copied by Le Gentil and Macad, Cypar 1759, PL 21. Fig. 1, Le Gentil's own figure in Dudu Fig. 2, by Picard, Dudu Fig. 5, another by Le Gentil, Dudu Fig. 6, see also, Meyron, Sir La Lumiere Zodiacal, copied in Lalande's Astronomy. These older representations, however, are mere curiosities, and present no points to exact resemblance. Messier, Histilicad, Cypar, 1771, p. 435. 461, plate 8 is a careful and, for the time, elaborate figure. J.F.W. Herschel, Memastron, Sog II, 1826, Divico, Memoria intorno ad alcuna osservazione nel Codio Romano nel Corrente anno 1838, Nebulosa d'Oriona osservata al Telescopio di Cocquai 1839, Bond, a very fine engraving, not yet published, Dreyer, NGC 1982, NGC 1982 equals GC 1185 equals HIII.1, Meyron, M43, Ra 5 H 28 meters 38s, NPD 95 D 21.8, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, R with tail, MBM asterisk 89, equals M43 remarkable. Very bright, very large, round with a tail, much brighter toward the middle where there is a star of 8th or 9th magnitude. Remark, 1982, H, II.1, there are two observations by H.W.H., of II.1, but they differ enormously. One agrees with M43. The place of M43 is corrected by 6.3, NPD, to agree with its place in the cat of stars. And C, in the Great Nebula in Orion, CGHP, JH 1848, 28, J.H. Messier calls it an S asterisk small star, surrounded by Neb open square bracket allosity, 7.5, N open square bracket orth, of Great Neb open square bracket Ila, It is the so-called Meyrin's Nebopen square bracketella, HSJHs, Mu, bond 734, figures, together with M42, in J. Herschel Memoratus II, CGHJH 1847, plate VIII, fig 1, Lam Lamont, Tuber die Nebelflecken, Munich, 1837, fig 11, Divico Memo SSD, Cole, Rom 1839, plate II, bond WC and GP bond, Transactions of American Academy of Arts and Sciences, NS Volume the 3rd, p. 96, Las Lassel, Memoirs Oratus Volume XXIII, plate I, fig 1, Sebji ANXLV, p. 60, Tempel ANLVII, p. 240, GP Bond and Hallerv, Cole, Ubs V, LDR PT 68, Sebji Memsocketal 3rd Cert I, Da 3 Der Est, Undersrugels Rover de Nebulos Stjernr, Copenhagen, 1872, plate II, H.C. Winlock and Trouvelot, Annals of Harvard College Observatory, Volume VI, plate XXIV, Wash, Holden and Trouvelot, Washington Observations, 1874, Appi, plate VI, fig 4, Holden Washington, Ubs 1878, Appi, Tempel über Nebelflecken, ABHD, K. Berm, Jessel D., Wiss 1885, plate II, Content Karasiev Seds, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, Quick and Dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.